this.
So have you ever had any experience with cams?
Yeah, so when I was like 14, I had my first assessment from them, and they basically, I walked out of that assessment and they went, it's just teenage problems. You haven't got anything wrong. And then my mum kept pushing for me to like get like another one because she believed that they was wrong. And then like a few years later, literally as I was turning 18, I had another assessment, and then basically there was like, why the people who assessed me was like, why didn't he get assessed like properly a long time ago? Why hasn't man been through, like, he's got depression and anxiety? And basically, but they was like, oh, but because you're turning 18 like next week or so, we've got to put you into like in contact with the adult ones. So that's now only just going into place now, and I'm now 19. So
there was about a 3-year gap between that first assessment and then for them to follow up and say, we're handing you over to adult services.
Yeah. So,
and what sort of mental health issues were you experiencing?
So I was definitely struggling with my anxiety and depression. So I was really struggling with like who I was and how I felt and how I was struggling with my emotions. And basically they just looked to me and was like, oh nah, every teenager has this problem, you're fine. But then it was like, but then if every teenager has a problem, why aren't you helping every teenager, you know what I mean?
And this is bearing in mind you're at a school for young people with social and emotional and mental health difficulties at the time.
Yeah, so everyone in that school had a behaviour or learning disability, and yeah, in their own right, had mental health issues who needed support. And if I'm being real, I've never met a single person who CAMS has actually helped. And if I had, I would say, but generally every person I've ever spoke to about CAMS has said how they're a joke and how they don't help anyone at all.
Who referred you to CAMS in the first place? Do you remember?
I can't remember. I think it was my doctor, or it was, it could have been Mandy from Brunel. It was either Brunel or my doctor, but I remember it was mostly my mum really pushing, because she was really pushing to get me a statement done and all, like for my ADHD and autism. And even then, like that side of stuff, everything was really slow. So
yeah. How do you think CAMS could be improved?
Actually listen and just not say it's teenage issues, and actually understand that everyone has their own problems and you can help everyone, not just people who are on the verge of killing themselves, you know what I mean? And because at the end of the day, just because you can't tell that someone's going to kill themselves doesn't mean they won't, you know what I mean? Hello.
Thanks, Lewis.